What's up, Accelerator family? What's going on, guys? Happy Wednesday again. Good to have you guys here. Let's see if we, oh my God, look at all these great people, Brad and Jenny and Benjamin and Dr. Wesley, what's up? And Susan and Mike and Patricia and Sean and Caroline. So many great people here. It's been a busy week. I don't know if you guys saw, we did the graduation yesterday, which was fun, and we had so many great people on. Tony lit it up as he always does. He can't help himself. He's like, brother, I'm just going to go 15 minutes. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that's not true, but that's okay. No one's going to complain. Hey, Mike, could you turn the air condition down in here a little bit? See, we're live. We just say it like it is. Hey, guys, I'm really excited about today. The last time we did Hot Seats, it was the highest rated training we did on a weekly basis. You guys went nuts over it, so I'm so happy to be here. We picked three people again today. We're going to go really deep on trying to help them go to their next level, overcome those obstacles, and make it real. And when we help three people, does it really help all of us? Always, right? Because we all have some, basically it boils down to the top five things we're all wanting to overcome or break through or go to the next level. So we're really strategic in how we pick people. Some is, you know, someone, their mind is messing with them, or it's tactical, or it's marketing, or it's strategic. So know that these three people were picked on purpose so we could serve all of you. So great to have you here. I know week after week, this is a lot. We all have lives. You have a million things going on. But remember, like I said, the biggest thing is the quarterly trainings are really that's the meat and potatoes. Every week, we're just trying to break barriers, find, like, sharpen the sword, right? And next week, before we get into our first hot seat today, next week, we have tickets for you guys for UPW. Let me see by show of hands. Who in here has been to a UPW? Raise your hand. Oh, just a few of you. Oh, you guys are in for a freaking treat. Oh, my God. UPW is, again, raise your hand again if you've been in UPW. All right. You guys have no idea what you're in for, especially Tony wants to over-deliver in such a massive way because it's his first virtual UPW, Unleash the Power Within, and it is absolutely transformational. Like, not kinda, not just, I mean, I know so many of you get to experience Tony in the first module, so many, you know, when we do lives, things like that, but when you have a four-day immersion on a program that he took 38 years to perfect, I'm just gonna share with you, this is a rare chance in life, right? To be at this virtual. Tony obsessed. Like, you can't, you know what? Maybe I could pull this up before you go. He obsessed and spent literally $4 million. I'm not joking. $4 million on in the arena on how we're going to do virtual. You've never seen anything like it. It's a big, it looks like, I don't watch UFC, but you know the UFC fighting rinks? Imagine the size of a UFC fighting rink. And you know, they have those walls around them. But the whole wall in circle around the whole arena is, what is it, LEDs, Mike? Or what do you call that screen? It's all screens. So as I can see, I have to scroll through, and I can see hundreds of you, but I have to scroll through. Tony's going to be able to see thousands of you all at once on the screens, and he can walk around and pick someone out. He could tap the screen and say, hey, Bailey, what's up, Bailey? What's going on with you? And get into and do an intervention with people. It's going to be the most real virtual thing you've ever seen in your life. And he's obsessing over it, like out of his mind, obsessing over it because he's hooked on over delivering. I hope you see that with all that we do with you guys. So with that said, play full out, try to be there live. Now I know I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know it's hard to take off the time, especially I'm not sure what's going on, but if you can be there the entire time, I'm going to ask you to go. Like, when I first went to UPW, Tony and I met. I had been wanting to meet him for a long time. We had a mutual friend. He connected us. I flew to Chicago, had lunch with him the day before UPW, and I wasn't planning on staying. And he's like, I want to invite you as my guest. Come. And I'm like, oh, man, I had a million things going on. And I'm like, you know, I've listened to all your stuff online, man. I've gone through the Ultimate Edge. It changed my life 20 years ago. In my head, I'm good. I'm also like, I can't. We just started this friendship. And he's like, please, I'll sit you in the front row. You got to come. Like, all right, I'll come. Now, I went there, I have to tell you, with a million things going on. And I went there going, I'm going to do this for him. And I'm sure I'll get some good stuff out of it because I love what he's taught, but I kind of know it. Within 15 minutes, I stopped. I got out of my own head. I got out of my own ego. And I became a student for 4 days straight. And I cried. I had breakthroughs. I forgave my father. I knew the relationship that I was in. I knew that things had to change drastically. I knew that I needed to focus even more on being a transparent, listening father. Like, I had breakdown, full-out cry breakthroughs that I can't even share with you. Like, there was moments. There's something that he does on day three called the Dickens process. And again, for those of you who know, when you're done with the Dickens process on day three, Tony takes you on a journey that in the audience, literally when people are there, they're like not just crying, like you hear people wailing. They're letting out years of frustration, years of being scared. They're crying because they know their future is bigger and brighter. They torch the ugly past and realize it was designed for them or for you to propel you from where you are now to where you're going to be in the future. It's unlike anything. I mean, he's the best in the world at it. He's 40 years in and he's perfected it. So I'm not doing a pitch for you, PW, because we already bought you guys the tickets, right? We bought every one of you a ticket and we paid for them and we bought them. And if you already had a ticket, we either refunded you or upgraded you. We figured things out. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email, I think I don't know. Mike, would you give me the email address? I'm going to say the wrong one and screw it up. Maybe you can put it in the chat. If you don't have your ticket, if you didn't get your upgrade, if you have any questions, please ask. But no, in the next couple of days, you're going to get an email from Tony's team with all your instructions, events@mastermind.com, all your instructions. So don't worry, it's happening. There's nobody going to be left behind. Your ticket's going to be in an email. You'll log into your back office. You're going to be blown away at what we created, and because I helped Tony through this whole process. So I'm so excited for you guys. And I want you to do, there's even going to be some pre-event training next week, leading into the mastermind or leading into UPW. Play full out on that. Take advantage of this. Know that this will absolutely support what you're doing here, hands down. And I know, and maybe if the team knows, they'll share it with you, but I also know they picked the dates for the summit. So we'll have those to you too. Look out for an email. Yes, that was completely my bad. I picked the date for the summit and then not looking at my calendar, I helped Tony pick the date for UPW. And I was like, yay, we got this all figured out. And then somebody hit me up and he's like, you know, you overlapped. I'm like, see, that's why you can't leave shit like that. Excuse my language. You can't leave that to me. I can't organize time. I can organize an event. Do you know the UPW event? You ready for this? Going to be the biggest UPW event he's ever done in his life. It's going to be 22,000 people there. 22,000 people. It's going to be absolutely epic. He is on fire. And here's why you're going to get, and I'm going to be done talking about this in a minute. We'll get to hot seats. The reason I'm talking it up so much is because I talk to Tony 10 times a day. And he's been so pent up for the last 90 days. This is the longest Tony's been home in 40 years. The longest he's gone without speaking on a stage since he was 17 years old. Right? So he is dying. If you saw him in the comeback challenge, right? On fire. Wait till this guy gets on stage. Talk about pent up energy. He's going to light you up. I can't wait. I'm going to be a part of every piece of it. So enjoy those tickets. It's a pleasure to have you guys as our guests. Okay. So today, again, we're going to do hot seats. And the whole reason for hot seats is that we pick three or four people that have questions that reflect all of you. In like three different main buckets. And our team scours the Facebook group, looking for your questions, looking for you doing homework, looking for how you're presenting, looking at what your frustrations might be or how you can fuel, right? If you think about it in life, there's only two things in business that allow you to go faster. You either have an obstacle in your way that you need to solve, or you have an opportunity in front of you, you just need to know how to capitalize on it. Does that make sense? Right? Anything in life, in all our businesses, it's either we have to overcome the obstacle or we have to take advantage of the opportunity. And when you think of those, if you're ever stressed in your business as this grows, as this becomes real, remember it's always going to be one of those two things. When you really boil it down, it's like if you had a company that could produce, 1,000 bottles of water a day, right? And you are running this company, and every day 1,000 bottles of water came out. If you were only selling 500 bottles a day, that would be an obstacle. You'd be stressed, right? Oh my God, we're producing 1,000. We're only selling 500. But there's another problem too. What if you could produce 1,000 and you had the opportunity to sell 5,000 bottles? Would that be stressful too, right? That's an opportunity problem. The other one's an obstacle problem. So when you realize, I want you to think through that mindset when we go through this, through these hot seats today. Is it an opportunity problem or an obstacle problem? And either way, we need to get clarity on the right questions, and we need to get the solution and attack it. So with that said, without further ado, you guys ready for number one? You guys ready? Can we get a little energy? I'm not going to do the Arvin thing. I'm not jumping up and down. I should have him come in and cheerlead here once in a while because he's freaking amazing. Yeah, exactly. We should get a little energy in here. Maybe we'll do it after Brad. Maybe we'll bring Arvin. I think he's in the other room. We'll bring him in here and do a little, get you guys up on your feet. But first, let's do, you guys ready back there? Let's do Brad Way. Now let's give it up for Brad Way.
Hey everyone.
What's up, Brad? How are you, man?
I'm doing awesome. Super stoked, humbled, and honored to get the opportunity to connect with you today, Dean.
Well, you got it, man, and I appreciate it. And my team tells me you play full out in the group and you cheer other people on, man, and that's what we need. Because, listen, let's just be honest. There's a lot of reasons for you guys to quit. It's just, and there's a lot of reasons you could use as valid excuses. It's the wrong time. It's too much work for me. I didn't think I was ready for this. I'm not good enough. It's like there's a million reasons to quit. There really is. Let's just be honest. But there's one much more powerful reason to stay. And that's a bigger version of yourselves. Tapping into our full potential, impacting the world, doing something meaningful, creating more revenue for your family at home. Like, you just got to weigh those things all the time, because you get the wrong voice in your ear saying, this isn't working. It's not going fast enough. I'm going to bail. That voice is always readily available, always. But there's also a voice always readily available saying, no, I'm not going to be like other people. I'm going to do this, right? So just make sure you're listening to the voice. And when I hear my team say that someone like you, Brad, is in there cheering people on, playing full out, I just want to say thank you. Not just thank you to me, but thank you to this community, this group, for supporting like you do.
Well, thanks to the community, and thanks for your team for putting it on. It's been incredible.
Well, good, man. Well, here we are, Brad. I got a bio. I got an update from Arvin. Got an update from Teresa from you. Man, you're all screwed up. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Well, I was going to say, how deep does the bio go?
It was 14 pages.
How many closets did you go into? Yeah.
I can't believe you did that when you were 14, but that's something we should talk about on a whole nother. No, I'm kidding. Okay, yeah. So you help aspiring entrepreneurs build businesses around their passion so they can create a life they love. You kind of do what we do. That's awesome. I freaking
that's
love
why
it.
We connected. That's why we connected. So,
So what I see here is you've been ready to launch for a while with a free challenge, but you just keep putting it off. Now there's other things too, but I would love to know from your perspective. We have time together. There's hundreds and hundreds of people in this group. We got you. So Abraham Lincoln said, if I had an hour to solve a problem, I'd spend 55 minutes on the right question. So what I want to encourage the people I choose today, what are those right questions? What's one question that could hopefully solve many problems or give you many opportunities, right? So no pressure, Brad, but better ask a good damn question. No, I'm kidding. What can we help with here? What can we do for you that'll hopefully help support this community?
Wow. Yeah, on the spot. I didn't know I was going to be asking you a question. You know what? Like I had shared with Arvin the other day, I've gotten in my way a lot of times over the last several years, and probably more so in the last little while, only because I know which direction I want to go. When I didn't know where I wanted to go, I had almost a rightful, I guess, excuse, if I can deem it as that. But now I know where I want to go. And I think the biggest thing for me is I don't want to let people down. I don't want to let people like Tony down that have had something inside them for so long that wants to get out, and I can't help them cross that bridge.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you a couple questions. I might fire them off here, and then let's just start this dialogue. Because I've been doing this for way too long, many decades. And I already know by reading this and meeting you and getting feedback from me, I already know what's holding you back. But I want to dig into it so you understand it. Let me ask, did you go through, and I know the answer, did you go through KBB from start to finish?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been on these weekly calls?
Yes.
Okay. Are you already supporting people in the group?
Yes.
Okay, here's what I want to tell you. Because you went through KBB, and sometimes we forget about this stuff. You got to understand, when Tony and I started, when so many other students started, so many that are in this group that are already doing events, when we started, we didn't have a guide. We didn't have KBB. We didn't have the ability to work through Zoom. We didn't have the ability to communicate, to impact lives in a way that, and gain those capabilities like you have. And what I want to share with you, and everybody should know this, I know you might at this point not take for granted, but not realize that KBB isn't something we threw together. Can we agree that course is magnificent, right? That's something Tony and I obsessed over. And we literally extracted between his 40 years and my 20 something years, we literally extracted our best practices on doing exactly what you want to do. You want to help aspiring entrepreneurs build a business around their passion so they create a life they love. So much of that lives in that course. If you've never done this before, if you literally had no experience, but you went through KBB from start to finish, you just got 60 years worth of wisdom that most people don't have access to because they didn't pull the trigger. They didn't get into KBB. They're not a part of this community. They don't learn from me every single Monday live at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. They didn't spend the money, $1,000 a month, to be in an amazing group like this. They're sitting on the sidelines trying to figure it out on their own. And Brad, I want to tell you, what you think is not that valuable is absolute gold to those who don't know it. I promise you, all of you, there are things that you forgot that you learned that could transform someone else's life. Hey, Mike, could you come here a sec? I just want to make sure everything's good here. When we're talking, I see it's not switching to me. Is it switching to me for them, or am I staying small? Okay, cool. See, we're live. We're family now. I'm not going to try to be perfect if it's not working. I just want to make sure that I'm not in a little bucket. No one can see me. Okay. So Brad, what I'd bet to say is, you know, I don't make fun of it. And I'm surely not making fun of it, but it's the new term for what I believe you're feeling. The reason you're putting it off is that imposter syndrome. Does anybody ever feel that whole imposter syndrome? Like, I'm fired up. I'm in this group. I know it. I know I can help them. And right before you hit the button, it's like, oh, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. They're going to laugh at me. I'm not going to serve people. All right, let me wait. And then let me wait. And then let me make sure that the outline for the challenge is perfect. Okay, I'm busy now for a week. And then you get busy over here. Okay, I learned something about the challenge. You know what? Let me launch. No, you know what? Let me go in the KBB group and light them up. Let me help somebody else. And then you do that for a while. And then you go, you know what? I'm going to do it. No, this week, I'm going to take care of my kids. I want to be a better mom this week. And as soon as I'm done getting them and they'll feel good for the next school year coming up, whether that's home or virtual, then I'm going to go do it. Here's what I'm going to tell you. There's never going to be a time when things are going to be aligned. Who's a parent in here? Okay. Could you ever be freaking prepared to be a parent? Like, just being honest. Like, ever in a million years, could you feel like, I have all the ducks in a row? This is easy. You just have this child. They sleep all night. They don't need extra work. It's just, and then, you know, when they're in first grade, you don't worry about them anymore. They just go, and then they get dropped off, and you don't have to feed them. And then when they turn 13 and they become teenagers and going through puberty, that's fine. No, it's like, you're never prepared for that shit, ever in the history of the world. Believe me, I have a 13-year-old and a 3-month-old and one in between. And my wife wants 4 more, by the way. Just sharing, I better keep my ass in good shape. She wants 4 more. I got to talk down to 3 more. I'm hoping 2 be magical. But my whole point is this, Brad. If you waited to be a parent until you had everything figured out, the human race would cease to exist. You figure it out as you go. But all you can do is prepare. You see, you're not a fake. You're not an imposter because you are here. You're cutting a check to learn more capabilities. You try to cut a check for KBB. You're inside the group. You're there on Mondays. You're posting. You have more value that lives inside of you than you could ever imagine. There are things, like I said, that you forgot that people that you're going to train need, and it'll seem like magic. Sometimes when, like, think about this, right? This is something really cool. Did you know that the most valuable metal ever, I don't know if this was 1,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago, so I'm not great on history, but the most valuable metal was aluminum. because aluminum was so hard to process and get out of the earth that kings and queens, if you went and ate at a certain area in time, if they had aluminum, it was like, oh my God. And silver and gold were so plentiful that was like, that was for the cheap people, right? And then all of a sudden that shifted and people saw the value in what was there, right? It's all perception, right? Oil used to be the dirty stuff on the pads of camels, right? It's like, ew, that gross oil. And now it's the most valuable. It's all perception, Brad. And one of the things, and I want to get to more of the details here, I just want to tell you, the value you have and the gifts you can give to the world are priceless. And if you don't feel it 100% yet, then do this. Do me a favor. Do a free challenge. Don't sell anything. Just do a 4-day challenge. Here's what I bet you, though. Do a 5-day, do a 5 or 7-day challenge. And I'm going to encourage everybody to do a 5 or 7-day challenge. I did the start over challenge. People went nuts. We got 250,000 comments saying thank you. I took that same model. I gave it to Tony and I ran his whole comeback challenge. Impacted 400,000 lives. People absolutely went crazy over it. So many of you, and if you saw yesterday, so many of the people that have used the challenge model, it delivers so much value to people without asking for anything. And you get to premiere yourself, Brad. You get to build your own confidence. If you do a 5 or 7-day challenge, by day 3, all of these questions will go away, Brad. And I'm talking to everybody, right? Does everybody get that? The fear goes away when you're in the game, when you get in the arena, when you start carrying the ball, when you're not viewing from the sidelines. It's a different perspective being in the game, right? Because you're looking at it through different lens. So what I would suggest to anybody who's afraid is fear's real. I'm not going to say, oh, just forget it. Fear's real. But if you keep having that fear, if you keep telling yourself that story, like Tony mentioned yesterday, if you were there, if you tell that story, if you focus on who you used to be, you will continue to get what you used to have. And if you're here, Brad, you're cutting a check. You want more than what you used to have. So what I'd say is set the date today. Before we get done, maybe we have you come back on, set the date of your challenge. And be prepared to sell something. Be prepared to sell your workshop, your mastermind, your next level. But you don't have to. If you get in and you're 5 days in, you're like, I just want to deliver value, then just deliver value and you feel no pressure. All you're doing is giving great things to the world. But here's my vote. Here's my my psychic revelation in advance. You're going to get 3 days in and you're going to deliver so much value to people. They're going to be losing their mind. And by day 4, people are going to be asking you if you could sell them something. If you looked at the start over challenge, did you guys see on day 3, there was probably 300 comments of people saying, hey, can we buy that KBB thing? And we weren't going to tell anybody about it until day 7. I don't know if you guys got to see that. If you're watching the start over challenge, we didn't plan on making the offer until day 7. But literally we had hundreds of people saying, man, if this is what I get for free, holy crap, what would I get in KBB? And we sold hundreds of people without even, if you watched it, there was no strong, but wait, there's more. It was like, hey, this is what Tony and I did. You want it? So what I'm sharing with you, Brad, is get in the game. You're already doing it. You're already serving other people. You're already fired up. And how cool is it if I gave you the permission to sell or not sell? Does that take away some fear?
Coming from you, it certainly does. I can't believe that I'm interacting with you, to be completely honest with you. I'm kind of watching you, and I'm actually having a conversation at the same time. It's remarkable.
It's all good, man. But that's why you're here. So tell me some of your thoughts. I went on a rant there. I want some feedback.
Sure. I mean, the date set, it's happening on the 27th. And I'm just going to take messy action. And I've learned that lesson before. It's just one of those things that sometimes you just get caught up and you come up with reasons not to do something. I can tell you, I know why I'm here for all the reasons that you strung out there in the beginning. And most things that are the biggest thing for me is to make an impact. And that's why I shared with you my biggest vulnerability is to have this fear that I'm not going to make that impact and value. And I know based on what you just said that it's just a matter of doing what we've always ever done is just try and take the steps that we need to take to get to where we want to go. So I'm super excited.
You could never imagine this. I know it's hard at this phase of different careers, but I want to tell you my one of my first events, my first one was in at the LAX airport. It was a complete bomb. No one showed up. A couple people, a handful of people. But probably my third event, and I'm talking, you know, 20 years ago, 18 years ago, my third event was here in Arizona on the northwest side of town. A guy put the event together. I'd bet to say 50 people showed up. Brad, if I'll put it this way, if someone videoed it and sent me the video today, I couldn't watch it. I was a slow train wreck the entire time. I got such cotton mouth. Literally, before I went on, there was a guy that had worked for me for years. He said, better you than me, I'd be throwing up if I was you. And I literally was feeling like I was throwing up. And I was like, thanks, that helped me immensely.
Dean, what would really help is if you could dig that tape up and then share it with all of us. I think.
Yeah, if I could find. Oh, you know what? Hey, Mike, do me a favor.
Get on that.
Dig up my first infomercial. I want to play that here in a minute. Can you go find that? You guys want to laugh? I'll give you guys a laugh. You want to laugh on a Wednesday? Whoever showed up here today live, I'm so glad. Or if you're watching the replay today, you showed up because now you'll have the ability to make fun of me and it'll feel so good. Michael, dig that up. So let me just tell you something. Third event, I walk out on stage and I literally, I'm gonna switch to screen view so I could see everybody. Who in here has ever had cotton mouth so bad that you couldn't open your mouth? Like the tongue sticks to the roof of your mouth and you don't know if you could talk and you get so bad you don't know if you could breathe. You're ready for an anxiety attack because you're like, like anybody ever feel that or is that just me? Like, I don't, like ready to just stop breathing and fall on the ground. That's how I felt before I went out on stage. And I forgot everything. I even brought slides, Brad, and forgot to use the slides. I went in this like space of like, I turned into someone full of fear that didn't know what they were doing with themselves. My only point is this. I did that, but I didn't have KBB. I didn't have this community. I didn't have somebody guiding me. I didn't have the ability to learn how to articulate, how to create a story teach tool. Listen, I know some of the things that we went over the last several weeks have seemed redundant, but that's what gives you the muscle to keep going. When you fall back, when you're feeling a little insecure, that muscle is what's going to carry you forward. Listen, when you work out all the time, you could take 3 months off of working out, get back in the gym, and it comes right back. If you work out 3 times a year, you don't have that muscle. So the reason a whole year with us is building that muscle. So this is lifelong that you could fall back on those habits. So I want to tell you the best thing you could do, Brad, is do this challenge and just feel it and live the experience. And you're going to watch people giving you comments and feedback that's going to fuel you to want to do more. And again, you make the decision. Do I want to offer them my next level or do I want to wait and maybe do it on the second one? All right. Okay. A few more. Ask me one last question and then we're going to get to number two.
All this pressure for questions. What would you say the most important thing to do is in the sales pitch delivery aspect at the end of, say, this challenge? How would you set that up?
Okay. So here's how I'd set it up. I would go, do you guys have access to the Start Over Challenge? You know what? I'll make sure. Aubrey, can you make sure everybody in here has a link to the Start Over Challenge where it's saved and turned into a course? Okay. So now all of you guys are going to get the Start Over Challenge. There's your blueprint. What I would say is when you do it, there's one thing that I'm going to ask you to do. Love what you're offering so much that you don't feel like you're selling everybody who's in the challenge with you. When I offer something, I honestly don't, I don't feel like I'm selling if I know it can change their life, right? You need to feel that way about it. So don't, if you find yourself, and this is for everybody, guys, ready? You're welcome. By the way, you're welcome on the Start Over Challenge. If you find yourself feeling bad, Brad, before you make the offer, do not make the offer that day. This is not about feeling bad. I want to know something. Are you going to take their money and screw people over, Brad?
No.
Okay. Are you going to deliver them no value at all?
No chance.
Okay. Do you not care about them? Is it just for money's sake?
It's the only reason I'm doing it is because I do.
Okay. I know that. I can feel that. I think everybody on here can feel about it. If you feel bad about changing someone's life, then don't try to do it. Do it. Find yourself. Get it in a way. You might be scared. Now, listen, don't confuse that about with being nervous being scared, being a little like, oh my God, I'm going to make my first offer. Don't confuse that. That happens. It happens to me still sometimes. That's a true story. But I never feel bad. Because if you feel bad, you'll get no sales and then you'll think this doesn't work. Right? Do you think, would you ever buy from anybody who feels bad about offering? Like, the car is good. I mean, you don't have to buy the car. I mean, it's a really good car and I like it, but you know, I don't want to put any pressure on you. You know, maybe there's other cars out there you want. Nobody's going to buy from that person, right? You got to have the confidence. Nervous confidence is okay. Imperfect confidence is okay, but you got to love it and don't be scared. And if you do that, you'll know the perfect time to make the offer. I'd watch all 7 days of the Start Over Challenge, especially because you're in a similar arena, right? You could steal as much of it as you want, but you'll see on like day four, I wasn't going to make an offer on day four. We just had so many people asking about it that I did it really subtle on day four, a little more on day five, and the heaviest on day seven. Make sense?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so
would you structurally drip it out like that, or would you just wait until day seven?
No, I would let the world know on day four. I'd let everybody know about it on day four.
Okay.
And then just make it part of the conversation. Don't feel bad. Like the problem is so many times people feel bad about selling. It's like you don't mention it, or you think it's like the secret thing. It's like, no, listen, when you give somebody 7 days of value and at the end you say, I gave you all this value. It's free. If you liked me, I'd love to serve you more, but I can't keep doing free. So if you love the 7 days, I'd love to serve you on a deeper capacity by being a part of my next level group. Awesome. There's going to be a big chunk of people that fall in love with you and say, hell yeah, I want more Brad, right? If you really think about that, it's like, I want more Peggy. I want more Bailey. I want more Dr. Wesley. I want more Carol, right? Like that's what people want. What's up, Carol? Nice long Italian last name. We might be related. You know what I mean? If you think about that, that's all you're doing. It's like, I gave you this for free. You think I'm cool? Let's work together more. Does that make sense, everybody? Right? I'm not trying to simplify it, but sometimes it really is, and it needs to be simplified. Oh, okay. Mike, you guys ready for this? So this is, before we do it, this is my first infomercial over 20 years ago. I was scared to death. If you guys read any of my books, that's a true story. Before I filmed this infomercial, it was one of those times of cotton mouth so bad that I couldn't breathe, like thought I was like choking. And the first day the camera crew came, I couldn't film. I was so nervous that I went to talk and I was like, so everybody like, oh, wait a minute. I said, wait a minute, like 400 times. And then this is a true story. I literally went, we had a party at the house like a year prior, and there was a bottle of tequila at the house. I don't have a big liquor cabinet. I went and got a bottle of tequila and I did a shot of tequila thinking it would calm my nerves, and it was disgusting. I remember being like, oh my God. And then 10 minutes later, I tried to do it and all I felt was like a little dizzy and numb and still couldn't deliver a line. Like true story. I had to send the whole crew back. It was just insane. So I sent the crew back and they came back the next day. And I remember just like yelling at myself in the mirror. I'm like, the only person that could screw this up is you. Like completely, I was in a different space and time. I was in my 20s. And it was a course that I don't know if you guys know this about me, but truly my first money I generated was with cars. I found a way, just like I'd find people getting, anybody ever trade in a car? I don't mean to digress here. Did you ever trade in a car and they give you an offer that you're just so mad? It's like, really? You're only going to give me, like you charged me 20 grand for this car a year ago. Now you want to give me 10? So I used to run ads and say, are you trading in your car? Not getting enough. Before you traded in, call me. So I'd get all these calls and it was from classified ads. There was no internet. It was from classified ads. People would call me and I would just make a list of their cars. So give me 2 weeks. And then I would run better ads and I would find buyers for those cars. I would sell it and make money in the middle. Pretty cool. That's how I made money and I crushed it. And then I was in the car business and I had a collision shop. And then I got into apartments and real estate. Long story short, I mastered a way to make money with cars and I built a course called Motor Millions. How to make money with cars. Now you think if that's not niche, from a guy who barely got out of high school, and you can laugh at me, my New York accent is so bad. My khakis are even worse and my oversized shirt. It's just, this is painful to watch, but to make you all feel better about yourselves, Mike, go ahead and play just a little bit of that.
How long did it take to make the first $1,000? Hour and a half?
I probably turned over $80,000 to $100,000 in profit within my first year.
I made $4,400 in approximately 4.5 hours with Motor Millions.
I've saved over $13,000 in the two automobiles that I've purchased using this system.
Motor Millions will put money in your pocket, no matter how you use it.
Watch my show, and I'm going to show you how I drove this incredible car for 6 months and profited $5,000 worth of spendable cash. I'm going to show you how I drove this car for 4 months and profited another $4,000 worth of spendable cash. My secrets in Motor Millions will even show you how to get started with no money. And I'm going to show you how to start even if you know nothing about cars.
Dean went from over $40,000 in debt, no college degree.
Okay, you can all laugh now. Oh,
awesome.
My God.
He looks like, what's the actor from My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah, that's what everybody's calling me, the Karate Kid. Thank you for that. Thank you for bringing back those horrible memories, Brad. Now, you're done. You're out. Next. I'm just kidding.
We're bonding, Dean. We're bonding here.
We're bonding now. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Yes. So, guys, that was my first infomercial 22 years ago. And, yes, I had a New York accent and just – but I had I don't know. No excuses. I couldn't wait to get out there and share my product. But man, when I look at that, oh my God, did I have a lot of life to learn. All right, guys, that's it. Can we all give it up for Brad?
Thanks, Dean.
You got it, man. All right. Arvin, are you here? You want to come in here and light everybody up? I'll let you do it since you're used to it. You got some music? All right, we're going to let Arvin get you on fire here. Are you still laughing at my infomercial?
I'm still laughing at the infomercial. That was awesome. I haven't seen that yet. What are you guys doing sitting down?
You got music? Or...
Come on, let's stand up. Dean needs you guys in a peak state so he can deliver high levels of value. You guys want the peak value? You got to get in peak state, baby. Mike, we got some music up for these guys? I think at this stage, we don't even need music, do we? Look at Wesley. We're jumping up and down. Let's get up. Let's move the body. Let's get ourselves into a high energetic state. Because it's hot seat time with Dean Graziosi, guys. It's a very small few people that get this opportunity, and you guys are in that group. Let's celebrate that. Let's move it around. Let's turn around in a circle. Wherever you find the fun and enthusiasm, baby, let's just step into it. Brad, I'm super proud of you for showing up that way, man. You really set the tone for this training. You guys feeling good? Give me two hands up in the air if you're feeling good. Yeah, you guys ready for the second hot seat? Yeah, you ready? Let's stay on your feet. Let's keep the arms up in the air. Let's bring Dean back into the hot seat, baby. Let's go.
Thanks, Arvin. All right, that was good. We all need a little shake out there. All right. We are ready for number two, and that is Kelly Getz. Kelly, what's going on?
Hello, Dean. I feel blessed to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you here, Kelly. What's going on with you?
What's going on with me? You know, I had I bought your program, KBB, a year ago, before the launch in Chicago. I think I was the only one that bought it that day, but I bought it. And it took me three attempts. I got it done in March during the COVID. And I had crystal clarity of what I was going to create. I'm an energy medicine practitioner. And what I feel is lacking in the energy world is the ability to take practitioners from tools and skills and practitioner level to actually business people that they're making good money. Yep. And so I keep seeing it as a pattern. And so I wanted to help. I'm on faculty. I teach people how to become practitioners. I'm not killing it financially, but I'm working my ass off. And then about 4 weeks ago, my husband got laid off and my clarity just went, I just lost my certainty, I think is what it is. I've got tools. Like I feel confident that if I get clear what I want to deliver, who I'm delivering it for, I know I can deliver tools and value. I'm not worried about that piece that I do naturally.
Okay.
Just right now I'm working long hours, and my goal was end of June to have this figured out, and I don't have it figured out.
OK. Okay, so what are pieces, and I'm gonna get to a foundational piece and then we'll get to a tactical, okay? Strategy and tactics, we'll go over both today, okay?
Okay.
And really nice to meet you, Kelly. I read your bio. I know that your husband lost your job, and if you feel this is on the way to your shoulders right now, I get those feelings. I remember those feelings in my family. I was supporting my parents. I get it. So believe me, I know the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to say there's three or four pieces. It's like building what you're going to share, right? Which we've really been obsessing on, right? We were going to be this weekend, but now we have UPW. As soon as we get to the summit, we're going to be working deep on marketing, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's actually delivering it. Which parts do you feel you got, and which parts do you feel you don't?
Typically my MO is to really prepare and my deliver, like I can shift gears in a nanosecond. So I don't feel concerned about delivering it.
Okay, great.
It's, I think probably the marketing it, you know, as a faculty member, I'm the only one that's really thinking about how do I make these other practitioners great business people? But I feel like that's the need that's missing. And so I think there's a little imposter that I'm like one of the newest faculty members and I want to go in there and bring a whole different light to the world. And I love energy medicine, love what I do, but it's not my end game. It's part of my building process of where I want to go.
Okay, so a couple things I want you to think about is the whole imposter thing. Mm-hmm. I was so young and dumb when I did that infomercial and built that product that I didn't even know what imposter syndrome meant. Listen, mm-hmm. I was 20-something years old. I was in the car business for a while, but I didn't have a big old car dealership. I wasn't making millions of dollars every year with cars. I was just a broke kid who found a way to hustle cars and make some money. And then I those people that you saw, I got friends and family. I said, please try this model. And I just went and helped people I knew and I got them doing the same thing. In fact, the one guy, so I haven't seen him in all those years, that's over 20 years ago, he's still in the car business. That put him in the car business, he's still in it, right?
Right.
But here's the thing. If you look back, who the hell would want to learn from that guy? The 20-something New York accent, doesn't own a big car dealership, not super, but people did. And when people were starting and overwhelmed, I gave them a path that made it better. Now, here's the part, Kelly, especially in your world, like your world, doctor's world, lawyer's world, there's this, which I've seen so many doctors do. Now, I'm using doctor as example because it's in that field. But I've watched so many doctors write books for their peers. You guys ever see that in a world? People write books for their peers. They write books to try to impress other people in their world. That's not what our job is. That's why doctors you hardly ever see a doctor, you know, skyrocket unless they hook up with a really good marketer that teaches them. Like, anybody ever see Dr. Gundry's products? They're all over. It's the only reason Dr. Gundry's products are all over because he hooked up with my friend Craig, who's an incredible marketer, and let him share. Kelly, your whole job is, can you allow them to go faster and turn it more into a business than just being a practitioner, right? Can you see that? Is that what you're teaching them?
So what I'm seeing is they get certified and then they don't have confidence, even though they put 2 years into it and they're struggling to get their practices going. I've done it myself. So they think they need more training on more modalities. And I don't think that's what they need. I think they need to get into the brain and get into the subconscious that's holding them back and move the subconscious piece out of the way, get into that zone of excellence so that.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How the hell are you going to teach that when you're dealing with the same shit?
I know I'm dealing with the same
shit. Okay, no, I'm calling you out on purpose.
Yeah.
Because how beautiful will it be for you to bust those barriers? It'll make you that much stronger of a teacher when you're helping them bust theirs, right? Right. And the cool thing is when we teach the best, is when we have empathy and compassion for what's holding them back, right?
Right.
Brad, I see you shaking your head, right? The one of the greatest gifts we can give, the one thing I never forget who that kid was. Like that guy you just saw on the infomercial, just 7 years prior, I lived with my dad in a bathroom. I was broke. I didn't have lunch money when I went to high school. I told my friends I wasn't hungry a lot of days, or I'd go with pennies or quarters, right? And be embarrassed to pay with, you know, 97 pennies, right? That was only a few years prior, but I never forget what that felt like. So some of the things I'm going to share with you today, Kelly, is I want you to take this and look at it as if you conquer this, if you overcome those fears, if you do it in light or at the same time when your husband lost his job and all the weight is on your back and people are looking at you for security and strength in the family and you got to work extra to pay the bills while simultaneously you're working on your next level. If you pull this off, Kelly, think of the inspiration. Do you have children or no?
I've got two kids, two teenagers.
Okay. Think of how amazing that'll look for your kids. You know how kids watch you. They might not say anything. They might not compliment you. They might not say, good job, mom. But in the back of their mind, they're like, man, when shit went sideways, my mom stepped up. She handled my dad. She handled the family. She handled us. She handled clients. She paid the bills. And she still worked on her dream. Would you love your kids to someday say, when you have a dream, man, if you have that inner voice of self-doubt, it's best you don't do anything and you play small? Or do you want your kids someday to say, hey, when shit goes sideways and you're nervous, you freaking step up. You take imperfect action. You take scared action.
Right.
You take uncomfortable action. What kind of example? Think of them like, I do stuff to mess. I have goosebumps right now because I do this for myself all the time. Think of the story your kids will say someday. Think of them sitting around with friends at 27 years old. Maybe one of your kids is getting ready to get married and they're sitting around with their friends, having a glass of wine. They're leaning into themselves and people start talking about their parents. What story do you want, Kelly? Man, when 2020 hit and COVID hit, my mom had all these capabilities, but you know, she had to work and you know what? My mom stepped up and she paid the bills. Or do you want them to say, my mom stepped up, paid the bills, did not forget what she wanted to do. She turned her life around. She started a new business in the midst of chaos. And now look what my mom's doing. She's the top educator in this field doing it. We all have to start someplace. We right. all have to start scared, right? It's just, listen, when stuff goes sideways and we become uncertain, our brain wants to tell us all the things that could go wrong. That's just how we're built. I always tell everybody, I think I was a born pessimist who's been fighting my whole life to be an optimist. Like that's, my brain wants to tell me all the shit that's going to happen. I don't know, anybody ever feel that way? My brain wants to tell me you're still not good enough. It's going to go wrong. You can't do it with kids. You can't do it when you don't have money. You can't do it where you live. You can't do it because you're not smart enough. You can't do it because, you know, there's other people in your field that are smarter than you. How many people do you think, you saw that goofball, how many people do you think were smarter than me in the car business at that point? Pretty much everybody. Pretty much everybody. But I had the nerve to go out there and deliver the value and it still changed people's lives. And it got me in the game. Did I do it imperfect? Absolutely. Did I make mistakes? Of course. That was the cheesiest infomercial I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm embarrassed to look at it, but I had to start somewhere. And that's where I started. So it was a perfect start. You see, Kelly, I know this is something you probably heard before, but your husband losing his job, you working extra hours, COVID being here, some states are going to, Arizona's like a breeding ground right now. They're probably going to shut down everything in Arizona again right now. Mm-hmm. If you take all that in, right, it's that old analogy. I think I heard this from Tony a decade ago, that NASCAR drivers, did you ever hear how they teach NASCAR drivers when they get in a spin? When a NASCAR driver gets in a spin, they teach them to find the clearing and focus 100% of everything on getting to that clearing. Because they say if you get in a spin and you stare at the wall and you go, holy shit, if the car hits the wall at 300 miles an hour, I'm dead. Look at the wall. Look at the wall. They hit the wall. And what they said is it doesn't matter even if you're an inch away from the wall. Don't look at it. Look at the clearing. So, Kelly, my advice on a strategic and emotional level is with all that's going on in your life, you got to look at the clearing.
Right.
If you look at the wall for even a second, you're just going to say, I got to survive. Let me just survive. I'll just pay the bills, I'll survive. Let me just get through this day, I'll survive. Let me just pay the mortgage next month and I'll survive. You got to find a way to say no to other crap that doesn't serve you, and you got to find the time and the confidence to stare at the clearing and launch this. Like, don't wait until it's perfect timing. Don't wait until you feel perfect. Don't wait until your husband gets another job. Be that woman that you want your kids to talk about in 5 or 7 or 10 years from now, telling their spouse what a badass their mom was. When shit went sideways, she stepped up and got it done. Can we give it up for Kelly on that one?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I think you said it best. I mean, when COVID hit, I was like, I'm transforming. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to serve in a big way. I started a YouTube. I started serving. I started filming. I've done a whole lot in the last 3-4 months. And then I got lost in like, well, who am I serving? Am I serving the new people? Or am I serving people that are business people? And I have so many projects going right now, I got myself overwhelmed. So I think what I'm going to do is just clearly.
Okay, what's the, all right, let's get to tactical. What is the fastest way to launch? Just so you know, the only reason you got a lot of shit going on is because you're avoiding the hard parts. That's for everybody. Let me just be honest with everybody. If you guys have a course, like Brad or anyone, if you have a course you haven't launched yet and you find yourself going back to say, no, I think I could add this to the course. I think I can make it look prettier. I think I could shoot two new videos that'll outdo the last videos I did. All that is your subconscious is scared to death and you're finding the shit to do you feel comfortable with. Let's just call yourself out. You're not doing the marketing because you're scared. You're not putting yourself out there because you're scared you'll fail. And that's all it is. You're just building all this stuff, Kelly, because it's easy. Let me just ask you a question. Kelly, is it easy for you to build content?
Yes.
Of course. I know it is. Yeah. You're probably a content machine. And you're going to build 50, you'll build 50 different courses before you launch one. Here's what you do today. Pick the one swimming lane that you like the most and do not put another bit of effort into content. Put it into marketing and getting people to say yes. Put all your energy into marketing right now. I already know you're going to, I can tell your confidence. I can tell how you like to deliver. You're already here. You're a KBB member. All of your energy needs to go into marketing and delivering that and getting people to say yes.
Okay. I'm ready to say yes. Yes.
Okay. So my two bits of advice for you is you need to figure out what the clearing is for you, right? What is that compelling future? And you need to stare at that every day, Kelly, because every day the world is going to tell you you're crazy. You shouldn't be doing this. You just got to survive. Your husband doesn't have a job. You're going to have to be able to pay the bills. Everything is going to tell you that you shouldn't be doing this. And I promise you they're wrong. Every bit, the inner voice, the friends, the family, they're all wrong. They're all wrong. If I would have listened to my friends, my family, and my inner voice, I'd still be fixing cars in a town of 4,000 people in Marlboro, New York. That's a true story. Everyone talked me out of this, even my own self-doubt. But I was young and dumb, and I just kept going.
Well, so I 100% agree with you on that, because everything that I've accomplished thus far has been with, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, and I've done it anyway. And I think that's the message I want to teach all these practitioners is, you are good enough.
In the immortal words of Frank Sinatra, success is the greatest form of revenge.
Yes.
Right. And not that you want to have revenge on anybody, but man, success is just like, for me, my grandmother taught me a lot of great lessons. And one of them was, never tell anybody what you're doing. Just do it and let them see it. I love being understated. I love being underestimated. I love wearing a t-shirt every day of my life. I love when people don't see me coming. Right. So just look at it that way. Don't look for a pat on the back. Don't look for them to approve of you. Just go get this shit done and let your actions speak. That's when true success on the inside is when you feel it. When I didn't need your pat on the back. What I needed is just to take action. So find your clearing, focus on the clearing, and I'm going to urge you to obsess on marketing. Get back into module 3. Everything you need is in that module. Know that we're just a few weeks away from going deep on a 2-day summit with marketing. You got the tools. Just start your energy. Here's what you got to focus on the things that make you feel uncomfortable right now. Because if not, you're going to go build 5 more freaking courses. Like, don't do that. Stop. Right? Get to selling it. All right? Yeah. Everybody, let's give it up for Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dean. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. Let's get to Jeremy Wilson. What's up, Jeremy?
What's going on, Dean?
Oh, man. Lots of good stuff. You having a fun day or what?
Yes, sir. Look, it is a pleasure and an honor to be here with you. To learn from the marketing king himself, like, I am stoked. So let's get into it.
Well, good, man. Well, I see here you got a great niche. You help Forex traders disconnect the emotional side of the training. I know you got a $227 a month program. You're looking to launch your $5,000 program. I got all other notes on you, but I'll let you share. So we got some time together, brother. How can I help you go from where you are to where you want to go?
Well, building my Instagram and YouTube following. In Instagram, I started a new profile, and my profile is my niche, so it's the Forex Trader. And in my YouTube is the same thing. My YouTube name is the Forex Trader. So I'm branding myself as the Forex Trader. I just need to build my following so I can market my subscription and my masterminds.
Okay, so a couple of things. Why do you feel like you want to build that first before you market?
Oh, I'm marketing now.
Okay, good.
I'm marketing now. So one of the things that you talked to Brad about the Start Over Challenge, I'm going to do that today. I'm going to invite everybody into my community, my group, and give them a daily signal so they can see what I'm already doing. And that way they can join after the 7 days. That's awesome.
Okay, so here's what I'd say. I wouldn't just start that today. I would literally blueprint that out. Now, I did a training. Do you guys remember where did I do a training for you guys on the... I did a training on how to do a challenge. It was an Inner Circle, right? I think it was an Inner Circle training on how to do a challenge. I'm going to just say it magically. If I just say it out loud, the team will hear me and they'll send you a link. So find the link where I taught about how to do the challenge. Everybody should go through that. Don't just do it today, Jeremy. Prepare for this. Blueprint it out on a whiteboard, man, or a All big right. piece of paper. Watch the video on how I taught it and then literally look. Where people will miss is the nuances, the little things between the big things, right? Then watch the 7-day challenge on how I taught and figure out how you can adapt that or adopt those principles in building value every day by delivering great information while simultaneously having them know they need more of Jeremy. Right?
Yes,
because
sir.
The fact of the matter is we'd love to go free every day, but we're all in business. If I went free every single day and didn't sell anything, I couldn't pay for the 100 employees that we have and take care of families and do the things we do and donate 6 million meals. Like we can only give a certain amount away for free, right? But how cool is it you get to showcase? So what I would say is growing your following is awesome. But if you could, and everybody listen to this, if you can grow your following while simultaneously making money, isn't that even better? So what I would suggest is I would do a big old challenge targeting your ideal clients, right? And maybe on day two, you make the challenge on day two, you give them an exercise every night. You'll see, you know, every night I ask them to do something. Maybe your exercise on number day two is go follow me on Instagram and then do XYZ, right? So you're building people, you're giving them value, you're building your brand, you're building your value and your credibility with people because they can see how smart you are. And then simultaneously, you're like we always need to do, you're fine-tuning that message of yours. Like, here's what I know. There's certain times where, like even today, like I got to certain points and the chat freaking exploded. When I was talking to you, Kelly, there was a part, I don't know, I think it was talking about, I forget what part it was, but there was a part I was talking to you, I know I got goosebumps, and I looked up, and the chat was on fire. It was going so fast, I couldn't see the comments. Right now, there's great comments coming in, but they're coming in at a certain pace, right? When you do a challenge, and you hit on a certain point, and the chat explodes, you know, wow, I need to be talking more about that. Like when people talk about demographics and research, man, there's nothing better than just real time. You say something and no, like if you're a comedian and you're on stage, you know, there's like three levels of laughter. You guys, you know, there's one, you're like, oh, that's funny. And then there's one where you're laughing really hard. And do you guys ever watch a comedian, you laugh so hard that you can't even hear anymore? Like you put your fingers in your ears so you can catch your breath. There's like that three levels of laughter, right? And as a comedian, if you're on stage enough and you do enough comedy shows, right? Over a year, what can you do? You can throw away the ones that get the little laugh. Then you can eventually throw away the ones that get the medium laugh. And how do you become a pro? You fine tune and keep all the ones that put people on the floor. And marketing's kind of the same way. If you do a 5-day or a 7-day challenge, Jeremy, or everybody, again, I'm not just talking to Jeremy, and all of a sudden on day two, Brad or Kelly, you share something about, you know, you're going to be sharing something about 4X. Like, yeah, I know that can help you make the money. But let's just talk about the money. What about your emotions that you can't go have a date without being stressed about your 4X trade? You wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning freaked out. Do you really care about money when your life is miserable? All of a sudden you hit something like that and the chat explodes. You know that that should be in your marketing. It should be a hook. It should be on your order page. It should be on your sales page. It should be in your advertising. It should be in your opt-in page. And then there's other stuff that, Jeremy, you think people need, because I still do this. There's other stuff you think people need right now and you'll say it. The chat don't move. Doesn't even get a comment. You're like, damn, man, that's just something I needed. That's not something they needed. That's got to go. That's one of those shitty ass jokes that didn't get a laugh. Right?
Right.
So doing a challenge. So I'd watch the Inner Circle on how to do a challenge.
Okay.
And I challenge all of you to do a challenge. You could do it free. Like, you don't have to stress about it. You could do it home. You do it in a Facebook group. Like, you don't need anything. You don't need to touch mind. All you need to do is follow the model and start it. And if you have 10 people in the challenge or 10,000, it doesn't matter. It's getting you out there. So that's what I would do. I would break down the challenge. I would do a challenge. And I would help build your following that way. Now, when you get to another level, and some of you are there, a challenge done right, like, that's why you need to look at all that I've done. A challenge done right, if you go, like what I did with Tony, right? Who saw Tony's comeback challenge or the start over challenge? Between the two, raise your hand if you saw one or the other. Only a couple people missed it. That's why we're giving you this, so you could go through it. When people registered for my challenge for free, everybody could get in free. But if you notice, after you registered for free, you had the opportunity to get VIP. You had the opportunity to pay to be backstage on Zoom, like we are here, and to keep the training. And a big percentage of those people upgraded. And here's the cool part. We still had free. If you wanted free, you could have been free, right? And if that, this is the phase two. I just want to share where you guys can all head into someday. Do you want to know, on both challenges, we spent money on YouTube and Facebook. And here's a word that you'll learn more of when we get into marketing, is it was self-liquidating. Anybody who doesn't understand what self-liquidating is? Raise your hand if that, like, just a total odd thought. Okay. We're going to get in the weeds here a little bit. You ready? Self-liquidating means when people came in for free, 2% of the people, 2%, right? So for every 1,000 people, 20 people chose the VIP at $300. Okay? Does anybody know what 2% of $300 is? $6. Okay? So for every free person that came into my challenge and to Tony's challenge, that brought in $5 to $6. Okay? Does that make sense, everybody? When we spent money on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook running ads, you know how much it cost us to acquire the client? $3. So every time, let me just ask you this so I can see everybody. This is a phase two, guys. I don't want to overwhelm you, but this is where we're getting. And this is some of the stuff we're going to be teaching you when we get into higher level marketing. Okay? Let me just ask you this. If you guys went to Las Vegas and you put a dollar in the slot machine and you pulled the handle and $3 came out, how many times would you put a dollar back in that slot machine?
All the time.
Nonstop, right? Exactly. I see you, Brian. Nonstop, right? Well, listen to this. That's what challenges can do. Even if it was even, even if you put it cost you $3 to acquire the client, but you got $3 and you broke even, you're acquiring all those clients that could be interested in what you offer, your $297 offer, your $5,000 offer that you're working on. So what I would do is I would do a free challenge to start, follow the model, add the instructions, follow what we've done, do a smaller version, and just get your feet wet and watch how it'll work. And know that you can progress, and that's what we're gonna work on this year. In fact, in our 2-day summit, I'll go deeper on the challenge model because it works so damn well, right? But just think, if you had the ability, now, Jeremy, you want to build Facebook and YouTube, amazing. But what if you could spend money on ads, and every dollar you spent, you got the dollar back, but you got more and more people being exposed to Jeremy, a part of your challenge, and then 4 or 5 days in, you let them know, hey, I hope I served you guys in those last 4 or 5 days, but if you'd like to be a part of this every single month, and you get this, 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 and this, I'd love for you to join my community at $297 a month, right? You'll get clients, you'll get exposure, you'll get experience, and you could do it without costing you a dollar.
That is genius. That is genius, my friend. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love that model. I love it.
Yep. So that's just one model, guys. There's a lot of things. And Jeremy, I go down a path, you know, sometimes I'm really deep on the things that I'm currently deep on. Mm-hmm. And I'm loving this challenge model because everything I just said. I get to deliver massive value to people. So when I sell day 4, 5, or 6, nobody's like, oh, this jerk. He gave me 7 days of free content and he's going to sell me something. It's like, I don't think one person said it. Everybody's like, dude, thank you so much. If I buy, great. If I don't buy, you hooked me up, right? So it's like, there's no lose in that. So any of you that feel like you're going to offend somebody for selling, know that something like that, as long as you deliver value, you don't have to make an excuse to sell, right? In fact, when I'm in something like that, if I get value, I can't wait for them. I'm always like, hey man, just drop the button. You already delivered value, man. Just tell me how do I can buy more, right? We got a little time. What else you got, Jeremy?
You know what? On a personal note, I would love after everything, you know, the UPW and our event, I would love to do an Instagram live with you sometime talking about business acumen.
Yeah, well, we'll try. We get about 500 requests a week. So I'm going to let you talk to Lucas and see if we can fit it in.
I would love it.
But we got a little more time. What else do you feel is stopping you from moving forward?
On my mastermind, what is stopping me from going forward, because I've had my date set twice, I think has been not being congruent with my audience. It wasn't until recently that I finally really picked out who my audience was. So I was going after higher tier, and those people were already where I'm at. And so I think it was some sort of the imposter feelings, but through the imposter syndrome, that's really been
Can I ask you, how many people do you have in your monthly program right now?
So in my monthly program right now, I have 7.
7 people. That's, yes. Hey, let's give it up for him, man. 7 people at $300. You still got $2,100 a month coming in. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
That's pretty awesome. So before I would do your mastermind, I would get more people in that group. Right. So because you're going to dilute your focus, right? And you're thinking about the mastermind. I would say you should set a goal to have 50 people in that group, right? 50 people, is that 15 grand a month? What's 50? Yeah, that's 15 grand a month. 50 people, $300, 15 grand a month. 15 grand a month sound good to anybody? Right? So I would put all your focus on that. I would say, I would park the mastermind and say, everything I do is to get to, and you could say 25, whatever the number is, 25 or 50, pick it. I like to pick high. And I would run a challenge, then I'd run a free boot camp, then I'd run a free mastermind, and I would just keep showing the world what a badass Jeremy is, and at the end of showing them what a badass you are, invite them to work with you. Get up to 25 or 50, it's paying the bills. Then I would deliver massive value to them for several months before you launch the mastermind. And once you got your feet, like once you get your like sea legs, once you feel this, once you know you're providing value, once you know your audience and you're kicking ass, that's when you launch your $5,000 mastermind. Because in the meantime, you know, what's the worst case scenario? You get 10 grand a month coming in, makes you feel safe. You're learning on the job. And then all of a sudden you could take some of that revenue. Here's the cool part. Once you get 20 people, Jeremy, you take that money, and this is the stuff we'll be talking about, is you take that money and you don't keep it. You keep what you need, but you put it back in the top of the funnel in more advertising. You see, once you start, like, that's why we teach you to do free. If you got, you know, 7 people for without spending money, and you can get to 15 without spending money, right? What about if you took a couple grand a month and put it back in, and now you start spending money, you get to 20. Oh, there's more coming in. You know, some people go out and buy the Lamborghini. I go put it more in marketing. I think my way works. I've been here for 25 years, right? You see a lot of these guys are flash in the pan, or girls, and they're crushing it, and then you never see their ads again. It's because they took their money, they traveled, they did the private jets before they should have been doing the private jet. They buy the Rolex, the Lambo, and they're dead in the water the first time they have a hiccup. You want to truly make this work? Use everything you can free to start gaining money. When you start making a profit, put it back into marketing as it comes out, more into marketing. And then when you get bigger, then you create the next level program. You sell. So let's say you got 50 people in your program, right? These are realistic numbers because I'm here. You got 50 people in your program. 10 to 20% of them will upgrade to your $5,000 mastermind. Okay? So if you have 50 people in your program, you get 7 people in your mastermind, that's 35 grand. Now, you can go out and do something crazy with that 35 grand, but I tell you how I got to do over $1 billion in sales is I would take that 30 grand and spend 100% of it on marketing, and I'd put 100 people in my continuity. And then I'd do another mastermind, and I'd take the 60 grand from that mastermind, and you know what I'd go do? I wouldn't go on vacation. I'd put it back into marketing, and I'd get the 200 people in my continuity.
Yes.
This is about building legacy. I don't think there's anybody here that wants the Lambo in 2 weeks. This is all about building security for yourself, for your family, building, you know, building generational, you know, significance, impact. That's the kind, this is what you guys have. Like, it's so hard to explain this. I want to share with you next level strategies, but I want to get Kelly and Jeremy and Brad and Peggy and Bailey. I see you juggling your kids there. I have one the same age, so I get it. I know the rock. You know the funny thing? You guys remember when you rock your kids so much and then they're like 4 and you find yourself in line at the bank and you're going like this? You're like, what the hell's going on? It's like, oh, I'm still rocking. I get it. But again, I have to teach. I have to get you guys to engage. Well, simultaneously, there's some people in the group who have already engaged and I can't bore them. So we're doing our best to give a balance to everybody. And again, after the summit, we're really going to put you guys in groups that cater to where you are. But that's where we're going, guys. Like, the hardest part is just making it happen. The hardest part is the first 5 clients, the first 10 clients. But after that, that revenue goes back in, and then you're going to say, hey, show us how to do ads. Show us how to produce ads, run ads, have, and then all of a sudden it becomes this self-liquidating machine. And smart people will put that money back into marketing to build this foundation. And when you do, ain't nothing going to stop you guys.
That is awesome, Dean. Thank you so much. That is, man, I'm just excited to get started. Thank you. That
you can see a glimpse into your future. Who in here, I'm going to put it on screen here. Who in here can see a glimpse into their future now more than ever with how things grow, right? They don't just grow because you grow. Like, one of the biggest myths is like, I'll be successful when I get 1 million people follow me on Instagram. There's a lot of people with a lot of followers that don't, that's not the perception. Like, we're going to get there through smart marketing. The byproduct will be more followers. Does that make sense? Like, because you're changing so many lives, they talk about you, they'll go follow you, rather than people have done everything and girls dress the way they shouldn't and do things they shouldn't to get followers. Followers doesn't mean crap. You want people following you that want what you deliver, right?
Right.
I have to be honest, I ignored Instagram up until about 2.5 years ago. I had like 5,000 followers. But now we're doing so many things and I obsess on delivering value there. We just blew past 1 million. Like, it happens, but I didn't focus on followers. I focused on delivering value. So I hope you had a little glimpse today with Jeremy at the end here of seeing how this grows. It comes out the bottom and use what you need to survive in the beginning, but then take that money and put it back in the top of the funnel, right? And all of a sudden now you're paying for marketing and it's growing and more money's coming out of the back. And now you think, okay, I have a $300 program. Let me do a $3,000 mastermind. And you sell 10 people in that and you get 30 grand. Take what you need, take the rest, put it back in the top of the funnel. And all of a sudden you have more marketing, more advertising. And now you have more clients. And now 60 grand comes out the bottom. And instead of going to get the Lambo, you take 50 of it and you put it back in the top of the funnel and you have vast advertising and more marketing. And then you hire a personal assistant to help you handle all the stupid stuff. Then you hire someone to do all your marketing. And then you put the money back in the top and you get another hit and you hire someone to do 100% of your social media. And their whole life is to get you to 50,000, 100,000, 200,000 followers. And all of a sudden they start producing money through Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and there's more money, and you take it and put it back in the funnel, and you got more marketing, and then you hire someone that does your taxes, and you hire someone who helps run different departments. That's where you go. That's how it works. But we just got to keep you in the game, not have you bail before you get in the game. Does that make sense? Who's ready to take this all the way? All right, guys. I appreciate you all so much. This was an amazing Wednesday. Next week is UPW. So play full out. Know that events at mastermind.com. If you have any questions, you can't find your ticket, it didn't get emailed to you, you didn't get your upgrade, you don't know how to access it, you didn't see the email from Tony, never freak. Just call us, email us. We got an amazing staff here to serve you at the highest level. I appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for spending this Wednesday for Jeremy and Brad and Kelly. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being open. Thanks for playing full out. I think we were able to deliver value to everybody through those three questions. You guys feel like you had great value today? Feel inspired? All right, guys. I appreciate you all so much. Have a happy Wednesday.